Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent, with a little bit of tax talk. Good morning, Rory.
Hey, Zach, remember his Steve Torbs appearance on Saturday Night Live? Always a favorite.
Very, very nice person, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. I mean, a real gentleman, really nice person. Very polite.
Yeah, certainly is. And, you know, yes, this idea of a fair tax or a flat tax surfacing again, now with the Republicans in control of the House, roughly about a 23% tax on everything you buy. Add the state sales tax, so you're around 30% taxes on things you purchase. But, you know, you get rid of the IRS, you get rid of H&R Block and the like. So is it a wash? Some say yes, some say no.
Well, you know, again, I always love the tax debate. I don't want to get into this with you, Rory, but how many times have I had presidential candidates or sitting talk about fair share and who's paying their fair share and how so-and-so is not paying any taxes? Or it's an ongoing debate because there's nothing fair in taxes per se. It just makes so much sense that if everyone, no matter what you made over a certain level, let's just say anyone over 70, because I actually have a theory, Roy, not to get into this too much, but, you know, we have a critical problem in this country, locally anyway, hiring nurses, teachers, first responders, police, firefighters. I personally think most of these jobs are under $75,000 or $80,000 on an average without overtime. I think we should lower the income tax burden on people that take these frontline jobs across the board. And look at a fair tax, a percentage like, say, 15, 17% that everyone else pays above a certain level, like 80 or 90 grand a year. Everyone pays it. I don't care if you're Elon Musk or Elizabeth Warren or you or me. You know, simple, flat tax, because it's so complicated. Who can file their own tax returns these days? It's so convoluted. Thousands of pages. Yeah. I think Steve Forbes.
So you do it on income, not on sales.
Yeah, I'm just talking about a person's earned income. I'm not talking about off investments because, you know, we have a thing in interest and dividends tax in New Hampshire. So if you, like, don't make much income, but you make money off your stocks. I'm not saying that, or capital gains if you sell your house. I'm just talking income.
Okay.
You know, just a thought. Because I think Steve Forbes was onto something.
This proposal would get rid of the income tax and shift it all to just a consumption tax.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's why some say, you know, it's a burden on the poor and middle class because they would pay a higher percentage of their income in taxes. But, yeah, whether or not you bring a flatter tax, I think, is probably something that's more approachable.
All right, good stuff. All right, Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.